Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, September 29th. Local police have taken a large amount of drugs off the streets. They say yesterday, the Owen Sound Police Drug Enforcement Unit wrapped up a lengthy and complex investigation involving a suspected drug trafficker selling drugs in Owen Sound and the Grey Bruce area. Police say at about 12:20 yesterday afternoon, Owen Sound, Saugeen Shores and West Grey police officers worked together to arrest a 22-year-old Brampton man in Saugeen Shores. Police seized about 247 grams of fentanyl and 93 grams of meth that had a combined estimated street value of over $108,000. Police say the seized fentanyl represents over 2,400 potentially fatal doses. In addition, they also seized nearly $3,000 in cash. The 22-year-old Brampton man has been charged with possession of fentanyl for the purpose of trafficking, possession of meth for the purpose of trafficking, and possession of the proceeds of crime. Communities around Grey Bruce have a number of events planned to mark National Truth and Reconciliation Day tomorrow, when communities will gather to reflect on the painful legacy of residential schools and their continuing impacts on Indigenous people. In Owen Sound, a sacred fire will be lit at the Reconciliation Garden from 11 until 1. At Saugeen First Nation, there are events planned with G.C. Houston School in Southampton and the town of Saugeen Shores. A ceremony will be held on the Sagabignagon Bridge, followed by events at Saugeen First Nation. At Neashinigming First Nation, people are invited to join in a walk of healing and recognition. They're asked to arrive between 9:30 and 10:15 in the morning at Purple Valley Road and McIver Road for a walk to the powwow grounds at Cape Croker Park. A day of events is also planned at Blue Mountain Resort in partnership with the Chippewas of Nawash and Bruce Power. There will be a series of speakers and performers as well as an Indigenous craft market. The community is invited to help plant 10,028 orange flags to honor the lost children and survivors. The Repeat Offender Parole Enforcement Squad, or ROPE Squad, has put out a notice about a federal offender wanted on a Canada-wide warrant who's known to frequent the Owen Sound area. Stephen Smart is currently serving a 5-year sentence for criminal harassment and uttering threats to cause death, among other charges. 48-year-old Smart is described as an Indigenous man with brown hair and hazel eyes. He has a long gray goatee. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers or the Provincial ROPE Squad. Bruce County is holding a virtual public open house this evening to get input on the county's official plan. The first phase of the project is to establish an updated growth management framework through 2046. Tonight's meeting is available online through the county's website and will happen from 6 until 7:30 tonight. There will also be another meeting next week. Pumpkin Fest is set for this weekend in Port Elgin. The annual event features a midway with rides, concerts, and food, and also 2 days of giant vegetable weigh-offs. The grower with the heaviest pumpkin will get a $3,000 prize. 2021's heaviest pumpkin belonged to Jim and Kelsey Bryson from Ormstown, Quebec. It weighed in at 1,777.5 pounds. Pumpkin Fest goes Saturday and Sunday, but there is also live music Friday night and a sneak peek of the midway. Millions of people are still without power after Hurricane Ian slammed into Florida. According to reports, 2 million people don't have hydro, while the storm trapped people in flooded homes and damaged the roof of a hospital intensive care unit. The National Hurricane Center says winds were as fast as 100 kilometers per hour at the peak of the storm. As Ian moves further inland, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia have all preemptively declared states of emergency. In Russia, a signing ceremony is set for tomorrow where President Vladimir Putin will declare parts of Ukraine to be reunited with Russia. After a sham referendum, the Russian government says results show near total support for Luhansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson to join Russia. A stage is being set up in Moscow's Red Square for a concert tomorrow, and Putin is set to make a speech at the Kremlin. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the worthless pseudo-referendums do not change reality. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 207 points to 18,441. The Dow Jones is down 458 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.01 U.S. cents, down 47 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $81.56, down 59 cents a barrel. In sports, 10 games in Major League Baseball today, including Baltimore at Boston. If the Orioles lose, the Jays clinch a playoff berth. Tomorrow, Toronto opens a weekend series at home against Boston. In the NFL, the Miami Dolphins visit Cincinnati. Game time is 8:15. The Ontario Hockey League season opens tonight with three games. The Owen Sound Attack play their season opener tomorrow night when they visit the London Knights. The Attack home opener is Saturday night when they host the Kitchener Rangers. You can find more sports posted on the Remax Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.